They believe that they just simply can't get timely access to quality care here in Canada, and 4 in 10 say that they would go south of the border to seek that treatment. Now, what they may not fully appreciate is the cost associated with that, so I don't think we're going to have a mass exodus across the border to seek medical treatment, but certainly if solutions aren't available in Canada, then Canadians will start to look elsewhere.
Scott Simpson of Ipsos on the rather detailed healthcare poll. We'll focus in on going south of the border right now, just a two-hour drive to Grafton, North Dakota, where we're joined live on 680 CJOB by Alan O'Neill, CEO of Unity Medical Center, and Sarah Risky, Director of Radiology. Thank you both for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you for inviting us. We're happy to be a part of this.
Alan O'Neill, let's begin with you. Tell us about Unity Medical Center and what services you offer.
Absolutely. Well, Unity Medical Center, as you mentioned, is located in Grafton, North Dakota, which is straight south on, it turns into I-29 at the border. We're probably about 45 to 50 minutes from the border itself. We're what's referred to as a critical access hospital, which in essence means we're rural. But we have done a lot of expansion to our facility here. We've added several additional medical staff members, including physicians and APPs, including nurse practitioners and PAs. And a few years ago, we recently built a new facility here. And actually, right now, as we speak, we're in the process of enlarging our clinic because our volumes have increased significantly. We're very proud of the technology we have here. We've got basically about the most current technology you'll find in a lot of places, including we just added a Da Vinci surgical robot. But all of our imaging, which we've done, provide a lot of services for Canadians over the years, is state-of-the-art and very, very current, I would say.
Mr. O'Neill, are you seeing those increased volumes as a result of American patients or Canadian patients?
You know, that's a great question. I would say right now it's a mixture of both. We had a pretty strong imaging program where we were drawing a lot of Canadians down before COVID. And when COVID hit, obviously everything stopped. We were actually working with some orthopedic folks in Winnipeg and doing referrals and that type of thing, making it a lot easier for the patient to come down. And since COVID's quit, we've focused on getting our building finished and beefing up our medical staff and adding more technology. So now we're kind of, I won't say restarting the Canadian program, but we've enhanced it a lot. And those volumes are starting to trickle back. And we look to really grow that volume because of the great services we offer here.
Sarah Risky, as the director of radiology, if I was on the list for an MRI and was told, hey, it's going to be a year or 18 months, could I come and see you and have it done? And what would it cost me?
So MRIs, there's a range depending on the type of MRI you need. It can range anywhere from $2,000 to $4,000. So when our Canadians call us, what we do is we ask for them to send us an order. As soon as we have the order, we get them on the schedule. We have MRI services here on Mondays and sometimes Tuesdays. So what we do is we go ahead and get them scheduled as soon as they can come down. With MRI, the longest you have to wait is a week. All our other procedures, you can get down here within the day if you can provide us with an order. That's the only holdup when it comes to coming here for any care.
Can you use those results then and take them back to your doctor here in Manitoba and say, listen, I got this done in Grafton. This shows this. Or do you often get Canadian patients who say my doctors won't, or the Canadian healthcare system won't accept this?
No, our doctors are doctors just the same as Canadian doctors. So our reports are diagnostic information, so they can take that back to their doctor and receive the care that they need after they receive the results. Typically, we can get the results the same day. so we can fax the results back to the doctor. We also provide two CDs for the Canadian patient. So one CD for them to keep and one CD for them to give to their provider. That way, if they decide to go somewhere else to continue their care, they have their images. And then those images also have the report along with the on the CD there.
So answer us this, because a lot of Canadians will wait, depending on the urgency, days, weeks, or months for some of these scans. How can you do it in a matter of hours or days or a week?
That's a great question. We have that opportunity to provide that.
Go ahead, Alan.
Go ahead, Alan.
Yeah, I think, and that's a great question. And Kyle, it's a volume driven thing. I'm not sure how many MRIs you have in Manitoba. I know that it's not a significant number, but you look at Winnipeg. I mean, Winnipeg is roughly a million or a few more people. And we have MRI availability in most of the facilities in the States. I mean, most of the larger and even mid-sized hospitals, they either have a permanent MRI or a mobile one. And your question about the acceptance, I've never heard of that being an issue where a test is done here using the technology we have, which is the same as the technology they have. I mean, the reads done by licensed radiologists, that's very, universal as far as the reads and how they read. I've never heard of an issue where it not being legit or not being acceptable for the Canadian physician.
Sarah, what are most Canadians coming down for? Is it for scans? Is it for minor surgery? What is the, I guess, if I looked at the menu, what's being ordered the most?
Well, I can't speak on the behalf of surgery because I'm in radiology. However, for us, we do receive a lot of Canadians coming for MRIs. We have every once in a while echocardiograms, ultrasounds, CTs. Very rarely we have x-rays, but they kind of come down for whatever they need. And as you probably have experienced yourselves with the wait time, sometimes it's just easier to come down here, pay for it, and get the results and go on to the next step.
Alan, a tough question for you. Maybe it's not a fair question, but we have a new provincial government that would like to put your Canadian operation out of business. Do you think that that's going to happen anytime soon?
You mean that would put the American business out of operation?
Because the promise here is for better service on this side of the border. Do you think that'll happen?
Mm-hmm. Well, it takes time and it takes significant investment. If I can circle back, Kyle, and answer a question that Sarah answered to, where it applies, I'll use the MRI, for example. If you, and Canadians are very active people. I mean, we love going up there and just seeing and being around the folks, but I know they're all very active. And let's say you're out on that soccer field or softball field or you're skating and you pop that knee and you don't know what's going on in there. Let's say you've torn your ACL. If you have to wait three, four, five, 6 months or longer to get that determined, all of a sudden you're limping for that time, and it might atrophy into your hip, it might atrophy into your ankle because you're trying to save that knee, the strain, and all of a sudden it's much worse of a process than it is if you can get that MRI done right away and perhaps move up the line in surgery. And obviously we offer the orthopedic surgeries down here too, but I'm just saying there's a price to pay for waiting, even though the perspective is we're saving money because we're keeping it in the Canadian system. One other thing, Kyle, I've got my clinic manager here, Carrie Novak.
We're going to have to leave it there because we're over time on this, but you've given us a snapshot of what you offer. And again, if you go to the website, it's in black and white as far as what they charge, the range of charges at unitymedicalcenter.com. Alan O'Neill, CEO of Unity Medical Center in Grafton, and Sarah Riske, Director of Radiology, joining us here on 680 CJOB.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.